This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The party continues. Currently pop locking in the studio.
I'm pop locking because I'm freezing.
Yeah, and it is still quite chilly. And as a matter of fact, Leroy,
do you turn your heater on?
No, I don't.
I would. They get mad at me. Please don't turn on the heat.
Do you have the same problem of because you turn it on so rarely for the first couple minutes, it smells like dust is burning or something like that?
Like burning something, right? Something. No, I don't know. I ain't turn it on.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know. Let me tell you. My wife is always hot. She's sweating, hot, or whatever. So I'm thinking, listen, this marriage thing might not be all bad. I'm cold. She's hot. I could just cuddle up to her, and then we'll both be at our appropriate.
There you
that's
go.
What it's for.
Yeah.
Get away from me. Ah! I'm like, but I'm so cold. Please. I'm freezing. And then I just went there and said, I want to turn the heat on. They go, no, don't turn the heat on. All of them. Nobody wants to turn the heat on.
My wife is weird when it comes to the body temperature thing, where, like, when she's awake and, like, on the couch, she needs a blanket. When she sleeps, the blanket is like an emotional support animal.
My wife sleeps like a Chinese star.
Just on top of the cover.
Like, I'm like, what are we doing?
And if I take the cover, then she'll take it back, but then she'll never really use it. It just is like I'm telling you, like an emotional support cover.
She does like a binky. She just holds the edge of it.
She holds it. And I'm just like, okay, so you're just, what are we doing?
Meanwhile, I'm under the covers like this.
Shivering.
with just my nose hanging up.
You're hiding,
like this.
You're hiding from the boogeyman.
She looks over. She goes, just like, she goes, babe, you cold?
Like, oh.
No, I say no. I'm playing hide and seek.
Like, I'm hiding for the boogeyman. Gotta love him.
I mean, like, why? I don't understand. If, like, we have beautiful blankets, I have to fight and claw and scratch for cover with somebody who's never cold.
Yeah, that is.
And then let's not forget, how many people have that significant other that roll up like a taquito? And roll in a blanket.
Yeah. It's either for her, it's either sleeping bag, like rolled up like a taquito, or she uses it as an emotional support thing.
Yes. And it always seems like I have to sleep with a blanket. It always seems like every night I'm sleeping with a blanket this size. Like, I'm trying to get warm from this much blanket.
Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. He updated the status of several injured Dolphins playmakers. Achan, currently with a shoulder injury, says that he won't practice today. And typically, guys who don't practice on Friday typically don't play, but still could play nonetheless. Mike also said that Waddle was limited today. So.
I'm not going to talk about his limitation. He's been limited all damn year. Remember everybody said, oh, he just going to take off for he was just going to take over and be the number one?
Yeah, that
when
was...
When Tyreek went out?
That's what I thought as well. But now,
I don't know what part of that... The hardest thing for me to do is this, and this is where we have to, as a fan base, as people talking about talking about the Dolphins, we have to put things in perspective, okay? Yeah. If you're complaining about Tua and say Tua had his worst year as a professional, I agree. But then can we then go and say these receivers or whatever if he was the problem?
Yeah, the receiving core isn't great.
But if you're putting it on Tua, then you see what I'm saying? Then can we really complain about what's going on with Waddle if we've already identified what we deem to be the problem?
Yeah, I think Waddle gets a pass. But come on.
I don't know if he needs a pass. I'm just saying that we need to be more aware.
I needed to see that dog. You know what I need to see? I didn't need to see crazy numbers from Jalen Waddle, but I needed to see Jarvis Landry, Miami Dolphins kind of dog. And I understand that's not his personality.
Just the go-to guy.
Yeah, like I needed
the go-to guy, the guy you step count up. On.
I don't
to get,
care.
Right.
Exactly. I don't care.
Did he lead the team in receiving at least?
Yeah. Man, that's a good question. Let's see. Miami Dolphins team stats. I don't know if I'm going to find it there, but he should. I mean, right? That is his. He stepped up. The big guy was gone. Like, you know. Yeah, he is. Top receivers. I mean, he had a decent season. Jalen Waddle leading in yards at around 910.
So here's the kicker. That when you look at all of this, it's hard to look at the receivers when your leading receiver doesn't have 1,000 yards.
Exactly. Yeah. It's...
And you have to identify, well, why is that?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And so if we are going to say Tua is the reason why the offense wasn't as successful, which I can't disagree with, can we then say, well, Waddle had a garbage year too? How many catches did he have?
How fast that type? Didn't help me though. Didn't give me the answer. This year he has 70. No, I lied to you. Why would you give me that? He has 64. 64.
So the leading receiver, is he leading? Achan's close.
Achan is in second place actually, but there is a big discrepancy. Achan has about a little less than 500 yards receiving.
How many catches? Is he over 50?
No, I think he's less than 50, but just escaped me. Back to my fast typing. I should just get all their stats up, shouldn't I? He is showing me his rushing stats because I'm dumb. Oh, yeah, see, he has 60. Damn, he does have a lot of receptions. 67 receptions.
So he's the leading receiver as far as reception.
Yeah, as far as reception. 67
so that in itself would explain Waddle's numbers. When your leading receiver, and as far as catches, is your running back.
Yeah.
Then, like, yeah. So think about that. He's the leading rusher. He's the leading the team in receptions.
Yep.
Right? Where does Waddle fit in with that? When you look at when him and Tyreek was running it, and Tyreek almost had 2,000, and he had over 1,000, right? The running backs probably had 20-something receptions all year.
Yeah, that's
a good point. Like, you can read into that, you know, more than just looking at the numbers and determining who sucks and who doesn't.
Yeah. Let's see, 2023 would be the year that you know, we had our breakout season. And if you look at the receiving... We have 119 receptions for Tyreek Hill, 72 receptions for Jalen Waddle. Excellent season for both of them. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, you actually don't see a running back on this until you get to Devon Achane, who had only 27 receptions, followed by Raheem Mostert, who only had 25 receptions. So they both combined for less receptions than Devon Achane had this year. And their targets are way down as well.
But that's what I'm saying. So you have 119, and you had almost 200 receptions with wide receivers that year. Now, it almost seems like if you add up all the people that caught passes, you barely going to get to 200.
Yeah, and if you look at
that's
the season.
That's a big drop-off.
Braxton Berrios, 27 receptions that season. Durham Smythe, 35 right. receptions. Cedric Wilson, 22.
Right. So. You had over 350 receptions.
Yeah. No, you definitely. And if you look at the receiving here, like I said, it goes Jalen Waddle, Devon Achan, and then Malik. Like, it goes Malik Washington and this guy, Greg Dulcich, which I do like, by the way. I do like
Dulcich. He took over for Julian Hill.
Listen, I'm liking the way Dulcich. I don't know. A tight end with long hair usually equals this guy's good. This guy's good. Malik Washington was our third best receiver this year. With 43 receptions, but only 311 yards. You know, so it's the production is obviously nowhere.
But that's all them little quick passes behind the line of scrimmage. That's what that is.
Yep. McDaniel also said ownership previously told him about Aikman's hiring to consult on GM search. McDaniel asked opinion of Aikman hiring and responded, "I'm not opposed to more information. Troy Aikman speaks for himself in terms of relationship he has had in the National Football League." So
that's about how you need to answer that.
Yeah, for sure. Another bit of sports news.
Look, while people, and I want to say this, while people are only thinking that this has to do with the GM, when selecting a GM, don't you think the first question is going to be what you're going to do with the quarterback and the coach?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And so, and if that answer isn't a good enough answer, that guy ain't going to get the GM job. So it all does matter.
So one bit of news before we take a quick break. NBC has flexed out several games during its first season of Tuesday Night NBA. But Heat Wolves next Tuesday has officially survived the cut. It is Miami's only scheduled NBC game this season. Noah Eagle and Jamal Crawford will be on the call. I didn't even know NBC was doing it. The NBA.
Where did Jamal Crawford go to school?
School of Hard Knocks.
Michigan.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Was he a part of the Fab Five? No, right?
No.
No, he was after that.
I think he was just after them. Maybe a little bit closer to 2000.
Let's see. He graduated. He played for basketball. I'm sorry. He played for basketball. He played for the basketball team 1999-2000 season, leaving early after his freshman year to enter the 2000 draft.
There you go.
Jamal Crawford, legendary.
Now, that guy, he never started.
Yeah.
He could come off the bench and I mean, light it up.
Certified bucket getter.
Yeah.
All right, take a quick break. When we come back, let's see what silly sauce I have here for our boy. Well, I guess I got to save it for when maybe that guy comes back. We got a New Year's wish list when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
I wish.
Dude.
Yes, sir.
I was on X watching, you know how they do the white elephant?
Oh, yeah, the gift game.
Yes.
Yep.
Some grandma opened up a box.
Yeah.
And everybody just started laughing.
Yep.
You know what somebody put as a white elephant gift?
What?
A live chicken.
Oh. What?
She looked at her, like she tried to pet the chicken and chicken bit her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, man. Keep me away from chickens.
Oh my god.
Unless
goodness.
It's you know, already prepared.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. All I want to see is the chicken in its various ways to be eaten. I don't want to see the live chicken.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I don't want to see the process. None of that.
I don't want to see the process. No. I don't know. No, no, no.
Leroy, it is 2026. We have a bunch of people making New
Just
Year's.
Just sending my voice invoice, baby.
Did you? Already, yeah. Huh? Already on the second.
Yeah. Love, still man. Waiting to get paid from 2025, but that's okay.
Same. We have a bunch of people who are starting resolutions and implementing new things. And in search,
what are you going to do this year, Marco?
What am I going to do this year?
What's your New Year's resolution?
I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get healthier in that sense, right? So that's good. No. But I feel like that's what everyone says.
Hey, yeah. Let me tell you people. Listen, I'm from a family of biggins.
Yeah.
So I know the twist you just put on that.
Yeah.
Right?
What's that?
I'm going to lose weight. Yeah. No. I'm going to try to eat healthier.
No, I didn't
so
say that.
What you do is, you're going to say you eating healthier, but you ain't dropping no pounds.
No. There's no shortcuts. And trust me, if I, for some reason, decide
to. You know what? Yeah. Can I give you a basic, fundamental way to lose weight?
Yes.
This doesn't matter what you eat or how much you eat.
All right.
The basic, fundamental way to lose weight is to burn more calories than you take in.
Yes, a calorie deficit.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you're saying.
Now,
that's what you're saying right now.
With the calories that you take in,
yeah.
If you make those healthier calories, they will fill you more. Mm. And that's how you get around all of that. So everybody thinks that I have to, in order to lose weight, I have to eat less. I'm like, no. How about you put down the cheeseburger and have a grilled chicken? Or have no bread? Or not have a whole bunch of cookies and stuff?
Someone says, right? I have to hunker down.
Thanks, Dave South. I really appreciate you bringing that back. It's a new year.
Yeah, leave that in the past, Dave South.
They say Leroy beating science. No, I'm not.
Beating science.
I eat. I don't eat a lot.
Oh, yeah. You told me you lost to a buffet.
But I also exercise. I exercise a lot. So.
Why don't you pick me up one of these mornings, Leroy? You got to pass by my house.
To go where?
Don't you you do PT by my house?
No, I don't do PT right now. I'm just doing gym.
Well, you got to drop off Rebecca. Why don't you pick me up?
I got to drop off Rebecca. That's mommy's job.
So, you know, anything to just not pick me up, Leroy?
No, I'm just telling you that. And by the way,
yeah,
all of your snacks,
yeah,
are in the danger zone.
All of them, I know. See, the thing with me,
like, because look, you like apple juice and candy.
Oh, I like everything. So, ice cream, pizza, everything. No, it's literally everything.
He said no. I like everything.
Yeah, no, does it stop?
So,
there?
So how about this? Here's one of the things I used to do.
What?
I don't like ice cream that much, but I like ice cream with my, you know, if I have cakes or pies or whatever.
Alamo.
Well, if ever I've ever had like just a taste for some ice cream, but I didn't really want to, you know, be unhealthy, I go with a lesser, like a sherbet or something like that, you know?
Now, I think I got to take the drug addict approach, if I'm being honest.
This cold turkey?
I just got a cold turkey in. Which,
yeah. You know, they have, when they go cold turkey and they're in the corner shaking and sweating, you know, they got to get drugs for that.
For sure. But it's I do see, though, that it's also like the guy who's like 18 years sober. You know, he's been sober for a long time, but he just doesn't even want to have a drink because that'll just take him down a wrong path. I don't
People
donut.
Make it sound like you, we, people make it sound like when they go on a diet, it means you have to fight eating. No, that is not the case. I would guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet that most people that say they want to lose weight and they start eating less and trying to eat healthy are not exercising.
Yeah, I got to combine them. Need both.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
diet
again,
and exercise.
The basic fundamental of weight loss.
Yeah.
Burn more calories than you take in. And when you have to eat less calories so you can burn less, that means that the quality of food that you're eating has to be far more important than what you have been eating. So, you know what? You know what I do? I used to do every year. You know what I used to do?
What?
I used to give up sweets. Remember I gave up sweets
for
Lent?
Yeah, for Lent. Yep.
That carries along. Like, just
no,
get
totally
your kickstart.
Yeah, yeah. Another problem
do
that I
still
have,
run?
Too.
I can't run.
Nah.
My knees barely work to walk.
Yeah, plus he doesn't run for free.
Yeah. No, I stopped running when I stopped getting a check.
I'm
not. And then you know what else doesn't help? That helps me?
What?
I'm not a milk guy.
You know what? What hurts me is I can have water all day, but when I have a meal, I want to drink with flavor. So therefore, I'm going to have a soda, which is like your entire daily's worth of sugar.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
How about drink a poppy or Olipop or... Yeah.
But see, and then now we go back to the drug addict thing in which, like, it's good, but it's like a cigarette guy who's put it on a nicotine patch. You're like, you know what would be good right now? This nicotine patch is good, but a cigarette would be really good right now.
No.
I had Coke Zero.
You right now.
Yeah.
Dude, right now.
Yeah.
You are the epitome of somebody making excuses to not start.
No, I am started. I've started already. Notice there's no soda, no candy, no nothing. Because I'm like, all right, well, it's got to be nothing then.
There's nothing in the candy machine, is there?
No, the candy machine is full. There's nothing in the studios, though. Like, come on, the candy canes? I'm over those. Get some real stuff going here. Where are the Sour Patch Kids? J-Fig has a stash around here. I know she does.
So I just went and got, like, I've had these things in my refrigerator forever.
What?
Grape Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
They're not sour and they're garbage.
Cold candy, though. Love me some cold candy.
So I'm just telling you, all you need is, like, you have to commit to certain things, right?
Yes.
Like, for example, eat some grilled chicken, right? You can put some flavor on or whatever.
Yeah.
Grilled chicken.
Love me some grilled chicken.
Right. Grilled chicken. Chop it up. Put it on a salad.
Boo. Boo. See, that's where you lost me.
But again.
You know what's good? Rice.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you just change it up, instead of eating rice 5 nights a week, eat rice once a week and go that route.
Yeah, that has to be the plan.
By the way,
yeah.
If you put any of these items in here, we are no longer friends.
All right, what is it?
Walnuts or cranberries.
Oh, God, yeah, no.
Hey, fins up.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
That's disgusting.
Yes. I don't know. That's very intangible.
Walnut
right there.
Cranberry salad with balsamic vinaigrette. Maybe my palate is.
The balsamic vinaigrette is good.
I like me some balsamic.
Right, but I get, you know what I do?
Yeah.
When I do it, I get some, cabbage crunch, but I don't put all the other stuff in it.
Yeah.
Because cabbage is good for you. Then I get
I'm on the cabbage
those little round tomatoes.
Yeah, little cherry tomatoes.
Right. And then I get some hearts of palm.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
And might throw a couple of olives in there and then the chicken on top, balsamic vinaigrette, go at it. Right? I think part of the reason why you don't cook, do you?
No, that is the issue. That unfortunately I'm the only person that cooks. But I'm also at work often. Therefore, by the time I get off of that job and I'm going to this job and I'm calling home, like, is there something ready?
So here's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. Right?
Yep.
So I will get a bunch of chicken. Tell my wife, season it up. When I get home from work, I'm going to throw it on the grill.
On the grill.
So I throw all this chicken on the grill. We have some chicken breasts, some chicken thighs. And then one night, my wife will make chop chops. one night it would just, you know, but there's always a salad. You can get make it with a salad, and that'll last like two or three or four nights.
Yep. Yeah. So the meal prep
instead of cooking every night, you know, you cook one, you cook maybe twice a week. Twice a week, we like have the chicken 1 week, and then we get to Thursday and say, hey, what are we having? Right? Mima will cook something. Not, Mima ain't about the health. Mima, all her food sizzle.
I like that. Right? Though. I like that.
Yeah, I know. But again, you've gone 4 days eating salad and grilled chicken and chop, stuff like that. So now you can, you know, go ahead on and get that Mima meal once. But if you're doing that every night, you can't complain, because the other thing is the hours that you work gonna cut into when you could work out. So it becomes hard to be committed to that workout regimen every single day. So now you got to plan around that. So I only go to the gym 2-3 times a week.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm attempting to make it to 4, but in order to make that happen, now I got to be up at 6. And you know, life doesn't care that you just produced a Heat game last night.
And how about this? I'll tell you this, and this is amazing.
Yeah.
I literally had steak for the first time in about 4 months without even trying.
Why?
Because just the way we've been cooking. Right? Like, I cooked that chicken on Monday.
Yeah.
We've been eating that chicken or whatever. And then, like, last week, I said, man, I had a chance for some steak. So she made like, some, like, stir fry or whatever.
Yeah.
And cut up the steak and put it in there with chicken and shrimp. So.
All right. So Mondays, I'm going to go to your house. It seems like you'll be cooking chicken. I'll come with a go plate.
Jay Gatto. What's wrong with this guy?
He said Leroy
is crazy for that take on your salad.
Yeah.
Did sound delicious, bro.
Walnuts and cranberries or whatever else was in his salad.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No.
Somebody tried to make one of those salads with like cut strawberries for Thanksgiving.
No. I'm like, no, what are we doing that's here? Nothing says intangible here? Salad yeah. like fruit not on the top.
Not a fan at all.
Or kale.
Yeah.
Too much. Gross. Kale too much. Kale tastes like I got my grass in the back got kale on it. You don't need to buy it. I'll bring you some to work. When the next time you work, I'll bring you some kale. I got a whole bunch of kale right out back.
Yeah,
you won't know the difference.
I was looking for one of those spots yesterday that had like fresh juice. Every juice is either mixed with kale or carrot. Not a mind carrot, but that kale.
Well, here's the deal. When you get a mix like that, you can hide most of the nutrients in it.
Yeah.
But you can't hide kale.
Can't hide kale.
Kale's very strong.
Gross. Carrot I'm fine with. You can hide carrot. Hide carrot behind some mango.
I can make you a great kale salad that you would enjoy, Leroy.
It's a lie.
Man.
More broccoli when you have steak. Steak and broccoli.
See, I don't even mind. You know what I do?
Yeah.
Asparagus or Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I like the greens.
You don't like the greens, Marcos.
I do.
Look like you ain't never ate a green in your life.
That's offensive. I like asparagus. I like Brussels sprouts. I like broccoli. I like a multitude of things. But
let me ask you this:
when I get off of work,
and you have to answer this 100% honest.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had broccoli?
Broccoli has been a long time.
Then why are you hitting it on when the list of vegetables I like?
I do, because I do like broccoli. Ooh, I had green beans yesterday.
Ooh, there we go. Days out. Yeah. Now, that's how you start the new year. Collard greens, black-eyed peas is supposed to be for good luck.
I don't really like black-eyed peas. So I know it's
good. What about cabbage? Somebody usually have cabbage made,
listen,
too.
Listen, I'm on a cabbage tip right now, but I'm on like a multicultural cabbage tip in that I've been eating pickles, which is like...
Oh, I know what pickles is. That chopped up... that's spicy. Not eating cabbage, dude.
That's spicy cabbage.
No, I'm talking about cooked cabbage.
Nah, I don't want to say
that. I'm not talking about island coleslaw.
Yeah, that's the stuff right there. That's good stuff. Yeah, I don't want that nasty other cabbage. It smells like pee.
It does. It does have a smell. Like greens, too.
Yeah.
Collard greens.
My brother used to, when he was meal prepping, he put his broccoli, you know, microwavable broccoli or something like that, and it would smell like farts. It would really just... It was unpleasant. It was delicious at the end of the day, but it was just unpleasant.
Broccoli could kick rocks.
Really? Not a fan?
Mm-hmm. I don't like...
What about broccoli and cheese?
No, then you ruined it.
Okay. Broccoli, lemon, garlic. Delicious.
Huh?
What about broccoli? They got this Chinese, don't they? The Chinese places have like a broccoli steak mix or something like that. Does that count? Is that healthy? Broccoli and steak?
No, because they put a whole bunch of stuff in it to make it taste good.
That's true. I have no idea if that's even steak, if I'm being real. Beef and broccoli, that's what it's called.
Ooh, do you use a ham hock? Yes, sir.
Ham hock?
Ham hock. And I use some backbones for my cabbage.
What? Backbones?
Y'all know nothing about backbones.
I don't
And when you
me.
Po, let me tell you, when you po, I'm yeah. not talking about pour.
Po.
When you po,
yeah.
okay, you put them backbones in your cabbage. Yeah. It ain't got no meat, but it got flavor. So you just cooking a bone in there for taste.
I don't know if I like that.
And then you sucking on that bone for the little bit of piece of meat you might come across.
You putting a bone in my cabbage, though? Like, I can't.
You put a bone in a lot of stuff. So when you cook gumbo, dude, when you make gumbo, when you make turkey gumbo, all you're doing is taking the turkey from the holidays.
Yeah.
And throwing it in there and letting it cook, and it cooks and cooks and cooks for the flavor, and all the meat comes off of there. And then you take the bone out. Turkey gumbo.
That's offensive. Karen says, not true. Marcos loves green M&Ms. Real funny. Real funny. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. It is a winter classic at Miami, in Miami at Marlins Stadium. Lone Depot has a scene set for one of the most unique experiences in sports. We are going to get you up to date with all things Winter Classic. You're going to be knowledgeable by the time you leave here. I promise, Leroy, I'm coming back with the facts here on Tobin and Leroy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What are you doing?
We'll bring things down real quick, Leroy. She needs to know. Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
Is that the gym singing to you as you drive by?
That hurts. That hurts. Oh, that's funny, Jimmy? Is that funny to you? Oh, that's real funny, huh?
Look at wait. All you can see is Jimmy head just drop.
Just log into your computer, Jimmy. Just log into your computer.
Wait, that ain't worse than Dave South. Dave South said Marco sculpted like a honey bun. Those things used to be delicious as a kid.
I love honey buns.
Honey buns.
Winter classic today. Speaking of Jimmy in his lovely attire behind me, you can catch Solana, Appel, and Jimmy, both Solana and Appel, live from Lone Depot Park. Jimmy will be holding things down for Hockman and Crowder next. I wanted to make sure that you guys we're up to date with all things Winter Classic. So I will ask you, Leroy, preliminary, what are things that you know about the Winter Classic, sir?
It's usually played somewhere that's not worthy of the name winter.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's usually played outdoors.
Yes.
It's usually in a environment that is much larger than what a normal arena would hold. Hence, they had one at Wrigley Field. They had one at the Big House.
Hmm.
Did they have one in Notre Dame one year? And it's a really cool thing to just see hockey outdoors. Other than that, I'm pretty much.
Well, hey, listen, that's pretty good in that.
Because they had 100,000 people watch a hockey game. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is actually the record, the Big House record, the 2014 Winter Classic at Michigan Stadium set an all-time attendance record with 105,000 fans.
Yep.
The coldest game was in 2022, actually, in Minneapolis. Temperature at puck drop was -6 degrees.
And I'm more than sure that had a worse effect than playing in the warmth.
Absolutely. It was so cold that the NHL had to heat the ice to about 22 degrees Fahrenheit to prevent it from becoming too brittle and cracking. Now, the warmest game was
in Arizona, right?
Denver, believe it or not. 2016 game in Denver reached 65 degrees.
Can I just say, as a kid, I lived a year in Denver.
Oh.
I think it was first grade, second grade, somewhere in there.
And you loved it?
And the thing you need to realize about Denver is it could snow on Tuesday and be 75 on Thursday.
Huh.
So, like, the weather fluctuations are really crazy in Denver. It's not just like, you know, like you think up north that once it hits winter. No, man, it was crazy.
Now, a few quirks about the
event. Goodness. Hold on.
Is that disrespectful?
Is it funny we're going to see rice in a bowl? Marcos, don't get excited. Rice, the university, in a bowl game.
I do love me a nice – listen, if you can make yourself like a Chipotle bowl, like you know, a rice bowl of something
here's
like
a,
that.
You know the crazy thing about for me, it was easy not to eat rice because I'm growing up, rice scarred me.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you have PTSD
so
from rice.
You're in a different situation where every meal that you've ever had in your life started with rice. So it would be like it's harder for you to give up rice than it was for me.
Not just any rice. Delicious rice.
But think about this. It's probably easier or was easier if they said stop eating fried food than it was for me. Yeah,
for sure.
Because I grew up, everything was fried.
Yeah, I don't really, like maybe French fries and sometimes fried chicken, but I'll fry an Oreo before I do anything.
Hey, fried Oreos are delicious.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking. Now you're talking about
where the scoop ice cream.
Alamo.
Yeah.
A couple traditions that you can impress your friends with these fun facts. Changing sides because wind and sun can give one team an unfair advantage. The NHL has a special rule for outdoor games. Teams switch ends halfway through the third period to ensure each team deals with the conditions for exactly 30 minutes of regulation. Interesting, right?
Yeah, that is interesting. Like
in the middle of the third, just like, all right, switch.
Hey, now. Question, though.
Yep.
I'm going to just throw this out there.
Uh-oh.
As a football player
who
caught passes by looking up,
mm-hmm.
How's the sun affecting you when you're always looking down?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Now, for the goalie, that might. Because if you're looking towards one end,
Or maybe the other, maybe the sun, the maybe where the sun is.
No, but I'm saying if the sun's on one end of the, it might be hard for a goalie to track pucks.
Sure, but what about the effect that it may have on the ice? Maybe a little bit of like whatever part is in the sun melts a little bit more than the other one. I don't know.
No,
you never know.
The whole when have you ever had half an ice cube melt, or did it all melt at the same time?
I don't know. I didn't have half of it in the sun.
Dude, you are truly.
That's how it happens. Hey, listen, I didn't make that rule up. They changed the size for a reason.
Okay, all right.
Also, they have vintage uniforms, throwback jerseys, or you know, different themed jerseys. Have you seen the Panthers Winter Classic merch?
Nope. I wish they would have did like Vice.
Yeah, they picked Vice colors for like the actual. Stadium, but
the stadium and everything around it, they should have had them Vice uniforms.
Yeah, they have although I do give them credit for at least having something that's like vintage, if you will, because it seems like it's the old Panthers logo. I would have liked something a little bit different. I'm going to get this picture now to put it up. And the Rangers just look like the Rangers, so I'm not even going to put that up because screw them. They suck. Although they do have the highest winning percentage in outdoor games at a 5-0 record.
The Rangers?
Yeah, I do think.
They played more than anybody.
Yeah, you know, I think they're going to lose anyway because screw them. Although they do need this. Apparently they're coming in pretty desperate. But if you were desperate, you would have designed a better uniform, you bums. This is what the Panthers uniform looks like. It's your standard Florida Panther red, and instead of that modified logo, they got the old guy, the old jumping cat in the middle there.
I don't remember them wearing yellow pants.
No, this isn't. Yeah, this is.
Definitely. So they changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, they changed it up a little bit. The Rangers did that. Rangers look normal. So.
And then they put the little frosted stuff around it in the front?
No, I think that's just for that picture.
Oh, really?
And also, does the Panther look a little old to you? Looks a little aged. It's got some wrinkles.
Somebody gonna say, Reinhardt's gonna say, why we got Ozempic cat on our shirt?
I'm telling you, it's a little different. Is it not a little different?
It does look smaller. Maybe it's just smaller, not older.
I mean, once you get old, you get a little smaller. You're a little more frail. You know, I'm not sure. I don't know if we should have put that cat on there. But either way, kudos to the organization and the NHL for pulling this off. It looks beautiful. It definitely does.
That's right. Jumping cat looks like Leroy when someone puts raisins on his on his entree meals. Correct. Now, I will say this. There is one item where raisins are acceptable.
All right.
That I will devour.
Okay.
It's not helping your cause.
Yeah.
But every now and then it's delicious.
Rum raisin.
Nope.
Oh.
Bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not rice pudding. Yeah. Bread pudding. I'm black, dude.
Yeah, no, bread pudding is good. No, I love bread pudding, but I've never had it with raisins.
Listen, you know what I do drive-bys? I go to, what's the barbecue place with the veterans and...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Mission?
Mission Barbecue.
Yeah, right down the street from me.
I got one right around the corner from my house in Weston.
Yeah.
And I drive by and I look in there and I'm looking for one thing.
Yeah.
What's the sweet? Sometimes they have bread pudding, banana pudding. They have some kind of cobbler. Mm. If it's cobbler or bread pudding, I'm in. Because I could put ice cream on it. All the other stuff, like banana pudding could kick rocks.
Yeah, I got tricked recently. I went to that
That's baby
market.
Food, dude. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't eat baby food.
Oh, I didn't realize we were over. What are you talking about? Banana pudding with vanilla wafers?
Yeah, that's garbage.
Yeah, I feel that.
Baby food.
When we come back, we will give you your headlines, and we will play two of our favorite games, one of them being Dead to Me, and the other one being the Radio Sensation. Sweeping the nation. Guess that animal on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.